A variety of opinion from the Ladies Professional Golf Association about the subject. People making money on pictures of the players and their autographs showing up on golf photos and memorabilia for sale without their knowledge. Some aren't worried about it, like Britain's Laura Davies.
Well, I don't have a problem with it. You know, if people want to try and make a few quid, good luck to them. Why not?
Others against it, like Beth Daniel.
Something that's just kind of not right about somebody making money off of you.
And still others like Brandy Burton, not all that interested.
I don't really have an opinion, I guess, because I pretty much barely know how to turn a computer on.
But surf on over to any of the online auction houses and you'll see all kinds of sports and entertainment stars featured and material from posters to pictures, sometimes autographed. Most celebrities are happy to take care of their well-intentioned fans who only want a memento for themselves. But Beth Daniel says the ones out for money ruin it for the true fans.
You know, when people don't get stuff autographed that they want autographed, that's the reason why. Because it's the people that are having you sign golf balls and having you sign blank cards and taking pictures of you, and then they're selling them. You know, unfortunately, the people who are legitimate and really want to collect autographs suffer because of it.
When pro golfer Laura Diaz signs, she says it's pretty obvious where her autograph is headed.
Yeah, well, it's one thing, I think, when somebody just has you sign a picture, maybe that they've taken with you, but it draws my attention when there's multiple things that they want you to sign, and they're checking off people's names and making sure that everyone signed it. It just kind of rings a bell that says they're doing something with this.
Beth Daniel has said no to autograph seekers whom she suspects are peddling for profit.
I've seen guys, like, back in the background giving a kid a buck. Here, I'll give you a dollar to go get this golf ball signed. I mean, I've even had trading cards put out illegally with my picture, and, you know, we've tried to contact them. It's very hard to police it. But like I say, unfortunately, people look for anything to make a dollar.
The LPGA's number one star, Annika Sorenstam, consistently has the most items up for bid these days. She signs for a major card company, cards that will end up on the online auction block via private collectors.
And then I try to sign autographs for kids, and then I do slip in a few for the adults, and if they sell them, it's not much you can do. It's great to have fans, and they make money. It's not much I can do about it.
LPGA Commissioner Ty Votaw was first hired there as general legal counsel in 1991 and advised the league on all legal matters. He says it's a positive reflection on the LPGA to show up on eBay and that the ladies shouldn't feel exploited.
You don't want to say no if it's one pin flag by a 12-year-old kid. It's another thing to watch that 12-year-old kid take that pin flag and send it over to a guy you are my age and give it to him, and then go back and get another one done. What we have to do is make sure that we're as fan-friendly as we can be, and players have to be mindful of that this is part of their status as celebrity athletes. It's not a bad thing.
Let the bidding begin